There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for this thing known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger... Current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat, hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 18th day of August, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we had a great time in Springfield, Missouri over the weekend at the Preppers and Patriots Expo. And got to see a lot of folks I hadn't seen for a while. It was really a good time for, well, for me, for everybody. I'm doing a little quick research here on the U.S. Army and how tall you can be and how much you can weigh to go in the United States Army. And this is regarding Mr. Michael Brown. We'll get to that in a moment. Prepper tip of the day. I just had a reminder over the weekend that most adults in this country are dealing with health issues, some obviously more serious than others. Quite frankly, after your spiritual preparedness and concurrent with your spiritual preparedness, your health has to be your highest priority. Without your health, well, what have you got? Not much. So it's going to be different things for different people, obviously. there's a few things that are one size fits all in terms of what you should not consume. In terms of what you should consume, the book that I recommend and recommended by the doctors I work with is titled Eat Right for Your Blood Type, which goes into four main categories of diet based on blood type. You really need to do this for yourself, for the people that you're responsible for taking care of, and just do it. So let's see here. Okay, I have verified to my own satisfaction that Michael Brown, who was an adult, there's quite a few people in the, being quoted in the media calling this man an a child. Well, an 18-year-old can enlist in the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, and vote. That's an adult. He was too big to enlist in the United States Army. 6'4" and 300 pounds. The maximum a man can weigh, and it's at 6'4", is 226 pounds. Well, he had another 75 pounds on top of that, 74 pounds. This was a very big man. A big, tough, violent criminal is what Michael Brown was. Initially portrayed in the media as being this gentle giant, according to Al Sharpton, a youngster who had just graduated from high school, looking forward to going to college. It was exactly the opposite. This was a large, tough, violent criminal. That's who this man was. And he was a man. Physically and legally, an adult. We're not going to have any guests today. We're going to have open lines. I'm going to be focusing a lot on my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and Ferguson, Missouri, and giving updates that I've been receiving from my confidential source on the scene, who is there now, day number 8. Well, today would be day number 9, excuse me. This is Monday. Day number 9, my confidential source has been there. What's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, is being orchestrated from the White House. That's what my confidential source is telling me. Direct daily communication with Governor Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, Jay Nixon, and the White House, which tells me Valerie Jarrett is the person running the show. Hussein Obama is playing golf. The person running the country is the Marxist, the communist Valerie Jarrett, who hates the United States, hates freedom, hates individual free enterprise, hates most Americans, especially white Americans. There's been promises made to Governor Nixon that if he carries the water for the White House in the manner in which he's being told to, there'll be a quid pro quo for him in the form of either a federal judgeship, appointment to being Attorney General of the United States, or getting on the presidential next Democratic presidential ticket as vice president. That's what's being held out to this man in exchange for his cooperation in doing what the White House wants to be done in Ferguson, Missouri. There's a lot of things flying, some true and some not so true. Friday night, we had the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran commenting on the events in Ferguson, Missouri. Who would have thought of such a thing? I've kind of jokingly said that the Ayatollah has a sense of humor. The Ayatollah of Iran stating that officials in Ferguson, Missouri are violating human rights is quite humorous. I find that quite humorous. I doubt that the Ayatollah was saying it in jest. He probably was being quite sincere. And of course, that man has no sense of humor. This is a man who will put teenage girls in jail if they don't cover up their head with a veil. And various other barbaric outlandish practices that are a direct consequence of that barbaric, freakish, dangerous religion called Islam. There's been lots of comments back and forth as to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and why, and we're certainly going to take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My confidential source told me that we have a break here. We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 18th day of August. We now have civilians in Ferguson, Missouri, that are defending storefronts, businesses in Ferguson, and they are armed with rifles, shotguns, pistols. If you ever find yourself in that situation, you're going to want the highest quality holster for your pistol that you can find, and at the best price, of course. That's where Cover 6 Gear comes in. The highest quality holsters at a very reasonable price. The hybrid holsters, of course, allow you to change out the shell for less than $30. I think it's $25 for a new shell, and carry a different pistol on the high-quality, thick leather cowhide. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. And, of course, when you need your gear, you got to get up and go with what you got. There's no time to go to a store or shop online or anything like that. What you have is what you have. We just call it in the Army, come as you are, war. So get your equipment now while you can, while you have what appears to be luxury of time. And Cover 6 Gear is the best place, in my opinion, to get your holsters. Cover6gear.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 877-373-6660. I say again, 877-373-6660. I was looking again at the Army chart for enlisting in the Army, and actually it's not only by height and weight, but it's by age. And for somebody Michael Brown's age, the maximum weight for someone 6'4" is 212 pounds. That's 88 pounds less than Mr. Brown weighed at the time he died. This was a really big man. I've seen the video, you've probably seen it also, of the strong arm robbery that took place in the convenience store, which has since been looted, by the way. He towers over, easily outweighing the male store clerk by twice as much, in my opinion. The store clerk is not a big guy, and Michael Brown pushes him aside, strong-arms him, just like he's a child. The store clerk, that is. The accusations flying back and forth between those who support the violent thug, criminal, strong-arm robber, and those who support the officer's account of what happened, which clearly in my mind, from what I've seen, is the more accurate one. The accusations flying back and forth are just phenomenal. And the people upset with the police presence, this certainly flies in the face of what's going on up there. My private source tells me that that both white and black citizens and business owners were very happy to see the St. Louis County Police presence there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we're quite upset, and very distraught when Governor Nixon took charge Thursday afternoon and appointed a highway patrol captain to take charge. The highway patrol captain, who happened to be African American, ordered the St. Louis County Police to stand down, relocate to a staging area several miles away. And the police that were left behind were now no longer allowed to wear their helmets or their body armor or use their gas masks. The Highway Patrol captain pledging not to use tear gas to disperse the crowd. Very wrong thing to do. So they had a relatively peaceful night Thursday night. Relatively. Friday night, all hell broke loose again. The protesters figured out Thursday night they can get away with anything, and Friday night they decided to do that. There was a highway patrol officer hit in the head with a brick, which would not have been quite so serious if he'd been wearing his helmet, but he was prohibited from wearing his helmet, making a very serious injury which required hospitalization and stitches in his head. And clearly and obviously, at least to me, that head injury could lead to both short-term and long-term issues health-wise for this trooper. By Saturday morning, the St. Louis County police officers and the Highway Patrol officers on the scene were basically engaging in insubordination and mutiny. That would be the correct and proper legal terms for telling their leader, the captain of the highway patrol captain who was there in charge, telling the leader, and I'll use polite language, to go take a flying leap, We're going to wear our helmets. We're going to wear our body armor. We will be safe, and we will take care of each other. My private source tells me that the officers on the scene are working as a team. Ferguson Police, St. Louis County Police, Missouri Highway Patrol, and yes, any man who disobeys a direct order from their commander is putting his career at risk, but you can always get another job. You don't get another life. We even have highway patrol officers standing up to their commander and saying, we're wearing our helmets, we're wearing our body armor, go take a flying leap. And that's the way it should be. Now we've had, this is confirmed from my private source, convoys of blacks coming in from Chicago to Ferguson, Missouri. Convoys of blacks coming in from Detroit, confirmed by my private source. There was a quote of a man who was being very boisterous and belligerent to the police who came in from Nashville, Tennessee. The new Black Panther Party is on the scene. Now, the original Black Panther Party back in the 1960s, they were communists. They were Marxists. The new Black Panther Party, as they call themselves, they're Muslims, a direct outgrowth of the black Muslims in the United States, so led by Elijah Muhammad, I think he calls himself. There's been some discussion. Dave Hodges has an article, and Dave will be with me in my second hour this morning on Blog Talk Radio at 8 o'clock. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Dave Hodges' sources are telling him that there's agent provocateurs on the site. I don't doubt that for a moment. I don't doubt that for a moment. Almost all the people who live in Ferguson are good people with good intent. Black and white, both. What's going on there now? Governor Nixon imposed a curfew that began Saturday night at midnight, went till 5 a.m. Last night was the second night of the curfew, and things got very violent last night, and I knew they would. That was a given, at least in my opinion. That was a given. Now Governor Nixon has signed an executive order to bring in the National Guard. Which is kind of ironic. We were joking about this last week, that people were upset with the militarization of the police and police using military equipment, and so they were going to be removed and replaced with the National Guard. What's wrong with this picture? You're upset because the police are behaving in a paramilitary fashion, so you bring in the Army to take their place. Based on what I know, what I've seen, what I've read from my private sources, from Dave Hodges and so forth, this orchestration from the White House is to create maximum violence, maximum property destruction. We have a break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 18th day of August. If you lived or are a resident of Ferguson, Missouri, and you're concerned about leaving your home because of what's going on to go out and do anything, you might have some real peace of mind having a inventory of high-quality freeze-dried food so you wouldn't have to be going out shopping for food. You could stay at home and protect the premises. That would be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? Another reason to have freeze-dried food is so that in the event you feel compelled to protect your property for whatever reason. Civil unrest, of course, is only one of many things. There could be a local situation going on with a flood or a tornado or a hurricane that you might feel compelled to stay on the premises, leaving only for the minimum time necessary for any reasons that you simply, have no other choice. You have to leave your premises. If you had food there, well, that would certainly be a reason to why you would not have to leave, because you'd have your food already on the premises. Freeze Dry Guy has a sale going on. This is extraordinary, and you need to get into the sale while you can. 30% off freeze-dried food. This is extraordinary. Some of the cases of food are even more, as much as 42% off. I've never seen one of these sales go on this long, which is now into week number seven, well into week number seven. You can get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case, delivered to your door at freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days. No, this is not a 24-hour order line. The order line for Freeze Dry Guy is Pacific Business Hours. That's 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. Don't forget, if you got a child or a grandchild going off to college, Freeze Dry Guy does have pre-packed bug-out bags. All you need to do is place your order. Everything's already in there. And that youngster going off to college can have a little peace of mind, and of course the parents and grandparents as well. We got a caller on hold here. We've got Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Hi there. Good morning. Thank you very much. I just thought it was important to say that, of course, I don't know all the details myself, but I guess we're all trying to learn more about the situation in Ferguson. But I do believe that it's good to keep in mind that it's a scenario there that we may see it could be planned for other places. In other words, I'm saying that I think that the powers that be could take advantage of create a situation, of course, but they can also take advantage of situations that may happen to come about and use these scenarios as training grounds for what they want to do in the future.
I agree, Steve. I
need to know more, of course, but I think that it's possible that they may have used, you know, I don't know if the police used excessive force. Sometimes you hear people mention that. I don't know the things that happened, you know, that led up to the shooting.
Well, the layers of the onion, Steve, are gradually being peeled back. And one of the things I look at are the powers that be attacking the message or the messenger. When the video of Mr. Brown engaging in strong-arm robbery, just minutes before the confrontation with the police officer, when that came out, the governor of Missouri attacked the messenger, not the message. That's critical. When the message is accurate and true and cannot be attacked, what's left? Well, you attack the messenger. And that's exactly what the governor did. He attacked the messenger for releasing the surveillance videotape of Michael Brown engaged in strong-arm robbery minutes before the confrontation with the police officer. Something we don't know yet, Steve, and this will come out because police have a permanent record of what goes out over the police radio dispatch.
It's highly likely
that the police dispatcher was reporting the strong-arm robbery, giving the physical description of the robber and what was stolen. Now, if that happened, and it's highly likely that it did, the officer would observe Mr. Brown, and fitting this description, now 6'4" and 300 pounds is pretty hard to miss.
That's true.
This is a really big guy. He would have to lose 88 pounds before he'd be allowed to enlist in the U.S. Army. Well, the maximum, for an 18-year-old who's 6'4", the maximum that person can weigh is 212. Well, he was 88 pounds above that maximum. So if you're an officer on the street, you hear your police dispatcher give out an alert. There's been a strong-arm robbery. Here's this man's description. Black male, 6'4", 300 pounds, and then his clothing description. And then they describe what he stole, the cigarillos. And then almost at the same time, you see a 6'4" black male wearing the same clothing and carrying the same items just stolen. You think you'd have a pretty good chance of having the suspect right there in front of you, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. But I just, I think some, it's just good to keep in mind that, well, in a way, the bigger picture where, you know, we could see this type of thing, some of the
here's
other
what,
aspects.
And I agree with what you're saying,
Steve. Future, you know, and, maybe scenarios where, it just would come down to, what's that phrase? Tyranny versus the people. you know, it could something. It's another view, but just maybe seeing the you know, kind of seeing a bigger picture for what we could see in the future.
Here's something I want you to consider, Steve. Please consider this. What appears to be now, the National Guard is going to be on the streets today. They'll be deployed, probably,
yeah.
I'm sure, before noon today. The funeral is today. This is one of the major turning points in this event. But consider this. Downtown, South Los Angeles, South Side of Chicago, Harlem in New York. What appear to be spontaneous, peaceful protests among blacks in those areas beginning today, you know, which of course are not spontaneous. They've been organized and orchestrated behind the scenes, that suddenly turned violent. Regarding this Michael Brown matter, I would not. If this thing today gets really violent, really out of hand, I would expect what appear to be spontaneous protests, which aren't, to start taking place in these other major cities.
Yeah. I think it might be good for people to kind of keep an eye too, at the same time, on you know, some of these people. I kind of call them, well, you. Hired guns by the powers that be, that you know, they go in and
well, here's what Agent Provocateur
like
would do.
Sharpton and you know some of those
right.
guys, you know that
Well, obviously those guys need to be kept an eye on. In addition to what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. In addition, agitator, a agent provocateur.
Yeah.
If they want to get maximum effect, they would shoot at both sides. They would shoot at the police and shoot at the protesters.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You know, and that's what I would expect that to be taking place as well.
Yeah.
Anything else right now, Steve?
No, that was all. Just trying to you know, get more information and maybe and just also keeping in mind some of these other thoughts or other aspects that you know, we may see in
yes,
the future.
Sir. Absolutely. But, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. These other issues, of course, have not gone away, such as the ongoing devastation of Ebola in West Africa, soon to come to a neighborhood near you. I hope not, but very likely. The crisis on our southern border. Governor Cruz down there in Texas is doing the right thing. He's getting hammered mercilessly. A frivolous lawsuit being filed against him as a consequence of him doing the right thing. The Mexican government protesting the Texas National Guard being on the border. What an outrage. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 18th day of August. I was discounting energy cleaners for sale at the Preppers and Patriots Expo over the weekend, educating a lot of people about what the energy cleaner does, how it helps you with your health. No, it's not the end-all one-time solution for health. It's part of having overall optimal health. That's what it is. Granted, regardless of your pain issues and your sleep issues, it's going to help on one hand. On the other, clearly and obviously, you need to make it lifestyle, dietary changes, and so forth in order to have optimal health. And that's where the energy cleaner comes in, is to assist you in having optimal health. If you don't make the dietary and lifestyle changes, the energy cleaner is going to be severely limited in what it can do for you. If you do make the dietary and lifestyle changes, the energy cleaner will be part of having optimal health, waking up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy. That's why now, starting my fourth year, selling these with Tom, my friend Tom Berryhill. We have people buying their third and fourth units, and sometimes even more, six, seven, and eight. Why would you buy the second one if the first one didn't work? Well, the people that buy these get them because they do work, clearly and obviously. The Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included at two American zip codes, available at my website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In my hometown, St. Louis, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We'll have Dave Hodges with us the second hour. Dave has his own show here on Republic Broadcasting from 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time every Sunday evening. Dave does an excellent job with his radio show and writing pretty much at least one new article 7 days a week, sometimes two. And occasionally a guest author will have an article posted at his website as well, his website being The Common Sense Show. That's The Common Sense Show. It's always, I always look forward to having Dave on. He's very insightful. He has an excellent list of contacts that feed him confidential information, just as I do. And it's always interesting for he and I to compare our notes coming from different sources. Frequently we find our different sources telling us the same thing. And one of the things that I learned, both in military intelligence, 45 years ago, as well as a homicide detective, when you have witnesses that don't know each other telling you the same thing, it's time to sit up, smell the coffee, and pay attention, because that gives a tremendous credibility to what's going on when you have sources that don't know each other telling you the same thing. I don't know where this is going to go. I know the possibilities. When I'm talking about this, I'm talking about Ferguson, Missouri. Sleepy little blue middle-class blue-collar town, working-class town in a suburb of St. Louis, 20, 21,000 people. Taking a lot of criticism for a lot of reasons, most of which are unfounded. The East Coast liberals critical of not having enough blacks working for the police department. There's no hiring limit or hiring restriction on blacks. The chief of police said, well, we'd like to have more, but we simply don't have them applying for the job. Well, that's what answer do you need other than that? It's enough for me. They're critical of the number of traffic stops of blacks compared to whites. Well, if your community is 80%, 85% black, it stands to reason that 80 or 85% of your traffic stops are going to be black. Of course they're going to be. There's nothing out of the ordinary about that. Critical of the use of gas masks and body armor and helmets. It's easy to criticize unless you're there in a combat zone. My contact who's there says, John, this is worse than anything I've seen in Iraq or Afghanistan. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jim in Minnesota. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John. It appears the world is coming to Missouri. My son, who got his master's in business and much smarter than me, he thinks, says, Dad, forget everything you've known in the past. There's a new reality, Dad. And I measured that and I said, things are changing. I guess we're supposed to forget everything that happened, and now we have to have this new thrust on us, this new reality. And there's young people today, young black and white, who have senses of entitlement.
Yes.
They want the job and the security, and it's not going to be there. And I don't know what the answer is to that. But just my main question: when is this all going to come to an end? And is it going to go to other cities? We're going to have.
Well, it's already gone. There's been peaceful demonstrations in both California and New York, and possibly other places I'm not aware of. So it's already, and we got the Ayatollah in Iran commenting on violating human rights in Ferguson. I mean, what a joke.
The world is coming to Missouri.
The NAACP appealing to the United Nations, that's just what we need, is blue-helmeted Pakistanis on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri.
So. Yeah, RBN has broadened my base of knowledge, and I appreciate that. My rest of my family, they're just going on just their upper middle class existence. You know, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong. How come you're paranoid, Jim?
Right.
So it just doesn't look good.
It doesn't, Jim, and you're right to be concerned. Anybody who's as well informed as you are, Jim, should be concerned. That's a natural and normal response. Of course, you should be.
Well, I know just enough to worry. I'm not very, very bright, but I know just enough to worry about it. So,
okay,
John, I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, Jim. We have time for one more quick call if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. These are troubling times. And what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, near my hometown of St. Louis, here's something that a lot of people don't know. There's not quite 100, there's over 90 incorporated communities in St. Louis County, Missouri. I forget the exact count, it's 90-something. Most people that live in St. Louis County don't use, or many of them, I don't know their percentage, they don't use Ferguson, Missouri for their return address. They just use St. Louis, Missouri, and their zip code. That's what's done commonly among people who live in St. Louis County, Missouri. They just put, I lived in Kirkwood, for example, for most of my adult life. I didn't use Kirkwood for my return address. I used St. Louis 63122. Many people live in Clayton, use St. Louis 63105 and so forth. There's been some commentary by the talking heads, and these are East Coast liberals, of course, talking about the disparity between one zip code and the next. Well, yes, there is disparity, and that's all over the country. That's just the nature of the beast. And the disparity in terms of income and your lifestyle based on income, that determines where you live. And that applies to both whites and blacks. Poor whites, in terms of numbers, far, far outnumber poor blacks just because we have greater numbers. Now, percentage of blacks that are poor compared to percentage of whites, well, there's a disparity there. We don't have time to get into a discourse on the social makeup of and disparities. That's just not appropriate or timely right now. We're almost out of time. I'll be back an hour from now on Blog Talk Radio with Dave Hodges. There's a link from my website to listen live, and of course we have archives, and of course the RBN archives, I don't know if they're repaired yet or not. I have not heard if the Republic Broadcasting Archives, they've been down since the 5th of August was the last day the archives were working. So we're wrapping up 2 weeks and starting 3 weeks this week. I know they're being worked on diligently, and hopefully they'll be repaired in a timely manner. That's it for this show. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. I look forward to talking to many of you in an hour from now. Be safe, and God bless America.